Xavier Becerra wants to be California's governor to take on bullies who get in our way. By Sean Moran on April 2, 2025. Xavier Becerra, President Joe Biden's Health and Human Services, HHS, Secretary, on Wednesday entered the race to become the next governor of California. California is at a crossroads. From housing to healthcare, childcare to college, working families are facing an affordability crisis. The California dream is slipping away. I'm running for governor to fight for that dream. To build a stronger, affordable California for everyone. And to take on bullies who get in our way, Becerra, the former HHS Secretary and California Attorney General, said in a statement, ABC reported. I know what it means to work hard and dream big. My parents came to California with $12 in their pockets. They built a life they were proud of. That's the promise of California. And I will fight to ensure it's still within reach for everyone, Becerra continued. Becerra will be entering a crowded Democrat primary to become the next governor of the Golden State, ABC reported. The primary is slated for June 2 of next year. Over a dozen candidates have already entered the race, including Lieutenant Governor Lainey Kounalakis, former Congresswoman Katie Porter, former Mayor of Los Angeles Antonio Villaraigosa, former California State Controller Betty Yee, and former Speaker of the California State Assembly Tony Atkins. Former Vice President Kamala Harris is also considering a run and said she'll make a decision by the end of summer. During Biden's term in office, the HHS in 2024 moved to open Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act, ACA, to illegal aliens with deferred action for childhood arrivals, DACA. Federal authorities estimated that roughly 100,000 DACA illegal aliens would enroll in Obamacare, which would cost approximately $300 million annually. Becerra said the HHS is committed to making health coverage accessible for people DACA recipients, who have worked hard to live the American dream, calling DACA illegal aliens fellow Americans. Senators Marsha Blackburn, RTN, Mike Lee, RUT, then Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., and Kevin Cramer, R.N.D., at the time called the plan economically unsustainable. In Biden's economy, inflation is on the rise while job growth is slowing down. Unemployment is at a two-year high, and foreign-born workers are flooding the workforce. Struggling American taxpayers are already on the hook for the costs of housing and welfare for illegal immigrants. And now, with this misguided rule, President Biden is asking these same hard-working, tax-paying Americans to foot the bill for illegal immigrants' health care. This new policy is not only unjust, it is economically unsustainable for millions of American citizens. Emphasis added. The lawmakers continued, when America's borders are open and our citizens' wallets are hurting, the last thing this administration should be doing is providing free health care coverage to immigrants. The American people deserve answers on such a disastrous policy. Senator Eric Schmidt, RMO, and Senate Republicans also hounded Becerra for pushing a plan that would dole out organ transplants based on equity and diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, policies. People's health care is the latest place for Biden and Democrats to inject divisive DEI policies. Vital medical procedures like a kidney transplant should not be rated on scale of 1 to woke, and doctors and surgeons should not have to consider the equity of a situation before operating on a patient. DEI has no place in the operating room, Schmidt told Breitbart News in June 2024. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.